Well, it's been about 3 years, if I'm right. I don't think we've had you out here until 2015. Did we do something wrong? Did we offend you? Why has it been so long?
I guess we were just kind of working on the new album, really. And you kind of have to take some time off touring in order to write that and record it and all the rest of it. And then, yeah, once it's out there, get back on the road and do it all over again.
Do you enjoy being on tour, though?
Yeah, I love it. You know, it's really good fun, and it's also, you know, it's when you get out there and you play people your kind of your new music and stuff, and see what the reaction is like in different places all over the world, and it's really cool to see that.
And is that an opinion held by everyone else in the band?
Yeah, it's great. You know, and every different country is different in their own way. Yeah, I'm not really sure why we didn't come here for a while. I think because we did our third album, then we came, and then we kind of like almost toured it again. Like we did like went back to Europe and went back to Japan and stuff a lot. So usually it's just like once every album we come here. But I think it got kind of lost somewhere. We should have come again, but
well, we are glad you're back.
It's quite expensive as well, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Kind of, yeah.
How does Japan treat you? They love your sound.
Yeah, really good. We just found out today we got to like some like number 24 on the iTunes chart or something. No, that was on the alternative singles charts. But
oh, so just on the basic iTunes chart, number
24. Yeah, which is good. They played it on some TV show, one of the tunes, and yeah, so that was good. And we just toured there, and that was great. Two nights in Tokyo at the same place, and Osaka and Nagoya, and everyone there is really friendly, and like, you know, they take you out for dinner and all that kind of like, you know, treatment stuff. So.
And a really lovely music scene there for live music, isn't it?
And the crowd is like so different from anywhere else. Like from the backstage, you can see like the crowd, none of them are talking to each other. They're just staring at the stage like half an hour before the gig.
Is that a bit intimidating, though? Is that sort of all fun?
No, it's great. And when after you've actually played the songs, they go like mental. But for the rest of it, they're like just really focused and like into it.
Now, if I'm right, Superscope is the second album you put together in the Camden Town studio. What's it like having a studio that you've actually had so much input onto how it works?
It's really obviously really handy because we can go in and just kind of work at our own pace, kind of, you know, any time of the day or night. And like Lewis kind of built the studio really and a lot of the equipment as well.
Is it very specialised in that case? Is it very just Kitty, Daisy and Lewis?
It isn't. It's just like a mishmash of different bits of gear really put together. But not in like like more of a home studio, like it's a bit more than that, I like to think, you know. But yeah, we're always changing it around, which is good because it means every album you get like a different sound and always expanding the facilities and stuff. There's always stuff you want to do on a record which you can't quite do for some reason. So the next time you make sure that can happen, you know.
And you can go in and pop in whatever you need into that studio.
Yeah, exactly.
Gut it if you want to and start again.
Yeah. Which we've done a few times, yeah.
What about working together for so many years? I mean, most families can't do a two-day camping trip together without falling apart. How's it been? Sort of, you know, you've been doing this as a family unit for so long, it's not funny.
Well, I think in the early days, it was more like kind of going away as a family together when we were really young. And then, you know, it's been kind of about 17 years or something since we did our first gig, you know, and we've been touring for about, you know, at least 10 years. So now it's more of a job than it is anything else, really. So it kind of changes and you change your outlook on it, really. But yeah, because we've done it for so long, it's just normal and it kind of just feels just really natural for us.
And I think because the music is like the thing that we have, like connecting us. Like normally with families, like all the siblings, you know, have their own interests and, you know, end up sort of completely different, but because we have the music, that's what's kind of kept us together.
Well, you are on tonight at the Factory Theatre in Sydney. We're pretty excited about that. Then straight off to the Corner Hotel in Melbourne, Perth Festival, with nary a day in between. You just sort of go, 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 go. But then I think you get some time off and then back home to chill before a tour in the rest of the year?
Yeah, that's right. We've just been booking some stuff in for May, like a little UK tour and stuff. And then there'll be a few things in Germany and Spain. So going to go back home and have some time not touring, you know. And then, yeah, in which time I'll probably do some work in the studio and stuff like that and get other stuff done, you know.
Well, we are super, super excited to have you back. Super excited to have you in studio. You're going to play a track for us. What do you want to play?
I think we're going to play a song called Slave off the new record.
All right, well, let's have a listen to it. Kitty, Daisy and Lewis, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Don't be.